To start, press any key. Where's the any key?
Premium. The meum is Latin for not ready.
Sky finger.
This is stupid.
What we're going to do with this podcast is we're going to talk about what's going on with our favorite
premium game.
So we're primarily here to feed our obsession.
She knew my one weakness.
Money, 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 money.
Oh, it's funny because it's true.
And it's all just a lot of harmless fun.
No jokes, no taunting.
How did this show stay so fresh?
Skyfinger Podcast.
Don't!
Springfield. A year later.
A year of this. We still haven't got it.
Skyfinger.
Hey, how are you?
I wish I had the birthday music from Lisa's birthday episode where Michael Jackson sings a song.
First of all, hello, listener.
Hi.
This is the Skyfinger Podcast. I'm Richard Massaro.
And I'm Kate McKay.
Did you listen to that Conan roundtable with the Springfield writers that I sent you?
At one point, they
talk about Michael Jackson coming into the studio.
Yeah.
And he recorded all his lines. And then it came to the singing part, and apparently he waved in this small, little, white, curly-haired guy.
What?
And he did all the singing. So Michael Jackson singing, Happy Birthday, Lisa.
Is
Michael Jackson's own personal Michael Jackson impersonator. Something to do with the rights. Yeah, the Sony, like his contract with his record.
Like not allowed to sing on other things. God.
So there you go, listener. Simpsons trivia straight off. But guess what? Guess what? It's our birthday.
Which is why I bring up that weird episode. It's a good episode.
It's a very good episode.
It's a good episode. Yeah. But it's
Michael Jackson
and it's one of those episodes where the animation looks almost completely different because it's so old.
Yeah. One of the early ones.
Mm-hmm.
It's our birthday.
Yay.
Happy birthday.
I brought birthday treats.
She's got presents. It's taken me a year and many, many gifts.
Yeah, it's for me to pull my weight.
Wow, that's a hot mess.
Yeah, and this, look at this. I got that. That is the most Simpson-y thing. We should probably tweet a picture of that.
I think we need to tweet a picture of that. Kate is pulling out various items of cake.
There's like a dessert restaurant.
Ice Stone Gelato.
Yeah.
And this is the bluest cake in existence.
It looks like a cross between Homer's Donut and Marge's hair.
You couldn't have bought any more of a gay cake had you tried, could you? Look at that.
This is a bubblegum cake.
Bubblegum cake?
Yeah, so we need to eat both of these things while we're podcasting. All right. So one is a caramel brownie and one is a bubblegum cake. Here, you start on that one.
All right, I'll try the bubblegum cake. Okay. Should I go for more icing or more cake? I'm an icing man. What do you
mean? Yeah, I like icing too.
Jesus.
But
I'm going to have to try some of it because it's got this dark blue gummy. So if you don't like mouth noises, ladies and gentlemen, be prepared for this.
This brownie's pretty boss.
Okay.
It's very bubblegummy, that, I bet.
Yeah.
He let me try the
ice cream.
It
really is. You try that.
He let me try the ice cream, and the ice cream was bubblegum as fuck.
Bubblegum to fuck.
It's a good cake.
But it's a bit too...
It's like, bubblegum is a candy.
Yeah.
You know. I do like it, though. But that is also because, I'm just...
Oh, this has got hazelnuts on it as well. Is that walnuts? Wow, but huge chunks of brownie and toffee.
Mm-hmm.
And warm. Wow. This is diabetes.
I am a big fan of buttercream frosting. Buttercream is best. You know what the worst frosting is? Is fondant.
Fondant frosting.
Yeah, like you know the frosting that you use to sort of like shape into sculptures?
Yeah.
It's bullshit.
My mum.
It's like Heartbreak Hotel.
My mum sent me a picture, her brother, and he thought he'd do something nice for her and get her a cake. So he got a picture of my mum's pet dog.
Yeah. Took
it to a cake making place.
Oh my god.
And they made a cake version of my mum's Bichon Frise.
Oh my god.
And I'm going to show you a picture of it.
Oh, my God. Wow.
Yeah. And they made that from a photograph of the dog. Wow. I'll tweet out a picture of that and the blue bubblegum cake. So what... I'm clearly we both like the brownie more, as that one is disappearing very, very quickly.
That's really solid, because it's a good chewy brownie.
Yeah, it is. Mm-hmm. And the bubblegum cake, for me, I don't know. There's something about it that's not quite right.
It's actually a good cake, but I would just prefer it in a different flavor profile.
Yeah.
Like a chocolate cake or...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Victoria sponge. Something simple, something classic.
Even like a sour cream or something like that. Mm.
But
I thought because of the colors for Simpsons, it had to come with.
It had to. You couldn't find a bright yellow one, so you got one the color of Marge's hair.
Yeah, I was like, you come with me.
So,
all right.
A year. We've been doing this shit a year.
And here we are talking about cakes, honestly.
When we should be talking about Tapped Out. Mm-hmm. There has been a lot going on since we last spoke to you, dear listener. And also, thank you to you guys, the 50 of you, or however many of you.
I think that's an overestimate. You have noticed that we have several spam bots.
We have several spam bots on Twitter, but our listenership, I think, is probably pretty accurate. I can't imagine why anybody would be listening to this on Podbean if, you know, they weren't like massive losers like us.
Yeah. I think, here's the weird thing about this. You know that this is like the world's nichest podcast.
Oh, yeah.
But this game, even though I am addicted to it, is annoying as fuck to even play. I can't imagine also listening to a podcast about it. So God bless you, whoever you are.
Yeah, whoever you are. And to the our main guys on Twitter.
Yeah, hello, friends.
Mikeangelo 311. We got Craig Stoddy 84. Tapped Out Addicts, Tapped Out Picks, TSTO Forums, Thomas Page as well. You've been retweeting some stuff. You guys are always on there. Now, last time I spoke to you, we were discussing the fact that I was addicted to another game.
Oh, Rick and Morty.
Rick and Morty, Mortys. Which I have now completed.
Oh, good. Okay, so see, that game has a finite point.
Which is a
mercy, isn't it?
Yeah, oh, yeah.
That is a kindness that game does.
Oh, we've picked up a new follower on Twitter.
Is it a real person?
Michelle Hogben.
Are they in a bikini?
They're not in a bikini. It's a picture of their dog.
That might be a legitimate person.
Might be a legitimate person. I do want to say hello to one of our latest followers, Eleanor Koo. You're clearly not a real person. You can say you're a writer and a typical music ninja.
And a travel enthusiast.
Entrepreneur, hardcore travel enthusiast, problem solver. You may live in Los Angeles. You may even be on IMDb. I don't believe you're a real person because your avatar is just a picture of an attractive girl in her bra.
Yeah.
There is no way. Oh, look at that. The IMDb page goes to...
The IMDb page goes to an actor called Kim Sonderholm. Let's see what Kim Sonderholm was in. Hostin, which looks like a horror film.
Oh, God, he looks...
Norwegian horror film.
Yeah.
So he was...
147 films,
films as an actor. Holy guacamole. War on Terra. Resolute. Tag. The Night Circus. Unlawful Detective, The 12 Slays of Christmas.
The 12 Slays of Christmas, that is a movie I want to watch.
It's a good pun.
That is a great
pun. Yeah, there's nothing in here that you would actually know, but I'm glad that he has a fake Twitter profile.
Yeah, good old Kim, well done. You picked an attractive avatar. But let's see what it is. I'll tell you what, it's with audio content like this that we have just been racing up the rankings.
Okay, anyway, should we actually start talking about the game?
We shall.
Okay.
This is what the podcast is all about, apparently.
I know. Well, it's one third of it is about it.
Yeah.
Right. I'm loving the casino update.
Really?
I like it much more than the sport one. Oh. It just goes to show how unathletic I am. I'd rather gamble than, like, actually do any sporting event.
You see, I thought casino, I would be down with it. Although, we've just been given Homer's card thing. I actually quite like, because I'm a bit
of... Yeah, poker.
I am a poker guy. But... I'm afraid it's not catching me. I mean, We're looking at your Springfield right now, and you are building up a Vegas strip.
I've got quite a lot of good stuff here, and I do like the variety of prizes and the designs that you can kind of do. And per usual with me, I am sort of accruing things and not designing it in a perfect way yet. Although I am doing, like you said, sort of a Vegas strip.
Yeah.
So I have everything.
You've got the bare bones there.
I've even moved my Shotgun Pete's wedding chapel over to this Vegas strip.
Yeah, it needs to be closer to the Vegas Strip. I've kind of just put everything in a corner for now. I'm going to figure out where it all goes.
I might add some of the nicer restaurants over here because Las Vegas also has... It has low class and it has high class, Las Vegas does. So I might move some more central things over here. And I love the idea because I love the gambling episodes that Marge... remember when she's a gambling addict? And,
oh, yes.
In this episode where...
she loses Maggie, doesn't she?
Yeah, and Monty Burns opens the casino. Although I don't think they've really addressed her gambling addiction yet in the little storyline that comes along with it.
No. There were a few references to it in the actual Simpsons TV show a few times.
Yeah.
One where Homer's filling in his taxes. Marge, what were your gambling losses last year?
Yeah.
$400.
I like it, but like you, I think I like the poker, Homer's House of Cards the best. But can I just say, and this is such a geeky thing to notice, I love the sound effects for a lot of these little mini games right now.
Oh, yeah.
I love the sound of the dice in, what's his name?
Cletus's
dice barn. Dice den, and I... In fact, I'll roll up the...
I've got it.
How great.
I'm going to go number two, Snake Eyes.
Listen to that. What a great little sound effect.
Didn't win.
I love it, though. I think that the one that you have the best odds of winning continuously on seemed to be the...
One-armed bandit.
Yeah,
that's the one I play most often. Although, I've got a system for Homer's card game.
Yeah, what's your system?
My system for Homer's card game is to go in a kind of zigzag up and down. So I start in the bottom left-hand corner like that.
Yeah.
And then I go zigzag.
Okay.
On alternative cards. And look at that, three jacks.
I don't necessarily have a pattern that like I use consistently, but I have several patterns. Like I might do like straight across the top.
Yeah.
Or I might go like four corners.
And then one random one.
Yeah. And then sometimes I just let the cards tell me what to do.
Oh.
Yeah. I'm like this.
You're like.
I want that.
Mel Gibson and Maverick.
And then that. Yeah. Full House.
Ooh.
See, if you listen to the cards.
Don't listen to the cards. Do the zigzag. It's so much better. Look, bottom left, and then second one in on the top row, third one in on the bottom row, fourth one in on the top row, last one in.
And you got nothing.
A big fat nothing. Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah.
I've always had a big fat nothing. Why do you think my girlfriend left me?
Aww. It wouldn't be a birthday show without.
It wouldn't be a birthday show without me making reference to my sad, lonely life.
But so you're not digging this. Where I am really enjoying this update. I feel like I'm getting the prizes on a good schedule.
Okay.
I think it seems like a fair update. I also noticed that the reward that you get for visiting your friend Springfield.
Yeah.
Doesn't seem to peter out quickly. You know how, like, on some, you'd, like, max out, like, after 10 visits.
Yeah.
It would be like, all right, now this thing that was worth 10 of donuts, it's now, or not donuts, but, like, 10,
yeah.
You know, maple syrups is now worth one.
One, yeah.
Yeah, and this stays consistently 10. It's 10 okay. chips for each
Maybe
person.
This explains why I haven't been getting through it as fast, because every time I go on, and that's still, like, 3-4 times a day, every time I go on... I'm tapping all the gambling addicts. I'm going through, you know, I'm playing the games. I'm doing the gaming modes, one-armed bandit all the time. I'm sending all my characters on the things. But I'm not getting the prizes very quickly. And I know, I think it was Mike Angelo who was asking on Twitter, you know.
He was burning through it.
He was burning through it. But I'm beginning to think that Mike Angelo isn't employed. and does nothing but spend his entire... He probably has a... And also, this is one thing that I don't know what to do. You know, because you collect all these items. Now, are you crafting, like, the Walk of Fame star and stuff?
I am.
I've been doing upgrading tiers.
Well, then what that means is that new crafting opportunities are going to open up for you. So, okay. Like, you'll have more things to choose from. But I'm doing a little bit of both.
Right.
So, like, I'm upgrading tiers and I'm getting as much as I can get it.
You see, that's maybe that's my thing because, you know... I mean, look, I've nearly got... Well, no, I've just started to get Craig Demon and then we're going to get the Act 3 prizes very soon.
Yeah, see, I've actually managed... I've been going on about 3 times a day.
Yeah.
And for about, like, a 10-minute visit each time, which seems to be enough.
Okay.
Even still, that's, like, 30 minutes a day I'm playing this game, which is crazy. But I've gotten all my Act 1 and all my Act 2 prizes.
Okay, I missed the last 2 of Act 1.
Okay.
But I was traveling around a lot and quite busy during that period of time.
Oh, because you didn't have Wi-Fi opportunities.
So I missed a few days worth of playing. What with going down to London and various different things. I noticed you've got a few stars on your Walk of Fame. But I haven't really been crafting anything because I thought what I'd do is...
Save it all up to the end.
Yeah, save it all up. And then, you know, I'm two things away from level one.
Two.
From level two.
I think also when you craft things, it might boost your crafting score as well.
Maybe. I don't know. It's all very
complicated.
It's all very complicated. I think just in terms of like actually understanding it and.
Yeah, but I find that a lot of these like games within the games are like that. Like, there's often so many layers that you're like, well, where should my focus be drawn to?
Yeah,
and I think that is
what do you focus on?
It's a worthy criticism. I am focusing on sending my guys back to the casino because they get 100 tokens for their 4-hour missions there.
Yeah.
I am focusing on using the chips as I get them to gamble.
Okay.
I am crafting as and when I can. I am trying my best to make sure that I visit friends' houses once a day.
Okay.
Although I haven't in the last day because I'm topped up.
All right. Okay.
Now, also... Because I have gotten as far as I can get in the prizes for week 2, I am saving a lot of my gambling chips right now, like my actual gameplay chips.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because I'm like, well, I'm not going to waste these until
the next one unlocks.
Until the next one, and then I'm just
going
to,
and then
gonna,
you're
like,
just going to be like, pa-ping, pa-ping, pa-ping.
Yeah, like I have like 50 chips
that
hopefully I'll get to like the first prize on that tier like ASAP.
Yeah, yeah.
Because right now... What I'm doing, whenever I get a chip, it's going towards the potential of getting donuts, which is fine.
Yeah.
But I ain't using my gold tokens for that. I'm just tapping
these
little gamblers.
I have been enjoying the fact, like, you know, because I recently spent a lot of my donuts to get a few.
What'd you buy?
I can't remember.
Oh, great.
Oh, no, I remember what it was. I wanted to get Homer's mum.
So, because
I was going to miss out on it, I spent a lot of my donuts just... Okay. Making tasks go.
Yeah.
So I could get through that. One thing I have done that you might notice is that my world's largest redwood is on level 9.
Wow, where's mine? Because I've been doing it, but I've been... It wipes out so much money.
I've been focusing on that more than I think...
I'm not on level 9 yet. I'm just on level 8.
Yeah.
Okay.
So yeah, I've been burning through that one quite quickly. It's actually been quite achievable. I don't know why I like that, but I do quite like the world's largest redwood. I thought it would be another one of those ones that disappears off the screen, like no matter where you put it, it was always going to go off the screen. But
I like the placement of yours as well. It's nice in the big forest there.
Yeah, stuck in my forest, cleared a little area. Unfortunately, it's blocking my I Choo Choo Choose You train, which I stuck in the middle of the forest just so there was that creepy face sticking out and smiling. I know I'm being a little bit down on the gambling thing. I think it's just because it feels to me a lot similar to other things.
Yeah, well, they all kind of are in a way.
They all kind of are in a way.
For as things go, I'd probably rank this one of my higher ones. I think that's like a 9 out of 10 as far as like customer satisfaction goes.
Okay. I mean, I think I enjoyed the sports thing a bit more because there was more of an element of competition. I'm not a particularly good gambler, but I do enjoy a game of cards. But one thing I did do the other day, which I'm immensely proud of, is I moved the placement of my monorail penis so that it is now part of the whole loop.
Oh, good for you.
Yeah. So now when you pull up
to... You put your dick wherever you can put it.
Yeah. Quite literally. So, yeah, that was me. And one thing I think I'm going to do is maybe once I've upgraded to the next level on crafting... is I'm just going to save up all the stuff right to the end. And then I'm going to buy some of the ones I like. Like, I really like...
The Spruce Goose, you want that.
Yeah, you want the Spruce Goose, but I like the Sequence Fountain.
Yeah. Oh, they're great little design
maybe get the,
features.
Yeah,
really
maybe
like
get the
it.
Cowgirl sign. Sequence Fountain too, because they're the sort of things you can get and then use them as nice items in other places.
Yeah.
You don't necessarily have to keep them with your... With all your casino stuff.
That's true.
I don't know. Like Nero's Fountain, I would quite like. I'll see how I do. But I've not been pursuing it as much as I should have.
We also had that little tiny mini game of the Mars thing, which was an episode tie-in, I believe.
Yeah.
I think on an episode.
I think I just finished that one. With where you have to. I'm pretty sure I just finished it because I've just got the building and sent recruits to it.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's another thing. It's like a lot of things happening on top of each other consecutively.
Yeah, like, which does happen, and I do like that. You know, it's not like one thing takes complete control over the whole board.
True. I mean, they do occasionally eat up characters that you need for other things.
That's a problem. That's when I'm like, can we coordinate this a little better?
Yeah.
Because I really want to complete these missions,
because
we have so many hours in the day.
There was Mars, and then there was the giant redwood.
Now there's St. Pat's.
Now there's St. Pat's, and there's the casino thing going on. And for some reason, they suddenly decided that people weren't doing their Springfield Heights. So they then made, like...
New mission things.
Yeah, they made new mission things for the Springfield Heights. And for a while, I'd just been neglecting it. I've been ignoring it. And all of a sudden...
They still, of course, ignore, for the most part, Krusty Land.
Oh, yeah, but they keep on making jokes about
yeah,
that. Wasn't there one mission for one of them where you had to go to Krusty Land and
yeah,
do something?
Yeah, the place that no one goes.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was very self-referential. Do you ever use your shuttle... Your thing, you can like send it off into space.
Oh yeah, because it's the thing that gives me money.
Yeah, it gives you money, but also like sometimes you get really shit prizes with it. Like you get the nuclear waste that you've already picked up.
I had like 3 hail ants signs as well. And I'm like, I don't need.
I think there's only
2 or 3
prizes. I think it's like nuclear waste, hail ants, maybe like other rubbish or something like that.
So now we're a year in.
Yeah.
To this, Kate. What have been your favorite memories of the past year?
My favorite memories, probably when we were drinking during this podcast.
I know.
We need to return to
once
that.
Once again, we're at Kate's work.
Yeah. Although at least this time there's cake.
There is.
Yeah.
You've done pretty well out of this whole year, haven't you? I mean, you've had donuts galore.
I don't have to do any of the editing on this
thing.
You pretty much do all the work. I just
barely do any of the tweeting.
I just show up. I retweet things that you tweet.
All you have to do is bring the funny.
Oh, God. Well, I don't even know if I've guaranteed that. But also, what would you say have been your favorite...
I think one of my favorite moments of the year was your face when I gave you
the Xena. Oh my God. And she's coming back.
She is, as a lesbian.
Yes. Full-fledged.
Fully fledged.
Not any of this half in, half out of the water
yeah.
for Xena.
She still can't fly though.
No, but Lucy Lawless can.
Yeah, but she won't be played by Lucy Lawless.
I know. That's the thing. Like, I'm going to hate whoever they cast as Xena because it's not Lucy Lawless.
Well, don't be a hater.
I won't. It'll last like 2 episodes. They'll be like, I don't like her. And then by the 3rd episode, I'll be like, I'm your biggest fan.
Yeah.
Which is how it always goes.
Of course.
Like on the Jessica Jones Netflix series, I was like, I don't think this girl is good for this role because she's too waifish. And then on episode 3, I was like, I love you.
She's amazing. She's
You're
so
the
good.
Best person on earth.
You're the greatest person alive.
So fickle. That's how fan people, like fangirls, fanboys are.
Yeah. Oh,
fickle
totally.
Assholes.
Fickle bastards.
Do you want to have a race?
I think we should. I think considering you've actually been playing the game a bit today.
It looks pretty populated with dollars and.
Because the last time we had a race, I lost on a technicality.
Oh, wait, did you?
Yeah.
I won.
No, I lost because there was one thing that I missed.
Ah, son of a biscuit.
So this time we were going to swap Springfields.
We're
going to
swap Springfields, and also brown houses at the end don't matter anymore. And
neither do Simpsons houses, neither does the Quickie Mart.
Because they repopulate so fast.
They repopulate so fast.
All right, so we're going to take... And can we put the sound up?
Yeah, we need to put the sound up. I think we're going to have a race. Can you remember what we called this?
We called it Richard and Kate Death
Race
3000.
Yeah, right. Yeah, that is not what we called it at all. All right, I am going to start in Springfield Heights.
As am I.
Oof. Okay, so...
How do you talk to an angel? That's a joke that only Americans will get because that is the song that was produced for the television show The Heights. Which is a spin-off of Beverly Hills 90210.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Okay. So we're both...
No, I'm not wowing about that. I'm just wowing about you. Wow.
We're both in Springfield Heights.
All right. We're both in Springfield Heights.
Okay.
On your marks. Get set. Go.
Oh, my God.
Oh, where are they?
I'm so nervous.
I've got a feeling... there's one.
I feel like I just also expanded my IRS...
Your IRS? Oh, yes. I think my IRS might be bigger than yours. Dirty.
That is dirty. I ain't had citrus for weeks.
Shut up, Ruben. Captain. I don't have time to deal with your bullshit.
Oh my God, this is so scary. Like, I'm so terrified. I feel like I'm in a zombie film.
don't do that. That's unnecessary.
Did it ask you for tasks?
Oh, fuck it. I'm gonna bet on Springfield Downs as well. That's how cocky I'm feeling about this.
That's like, I'm gonna stop and hit with this girl Ferris Bueller style when he's running.
Yeah. Ooh, bow, bow.
Your Springfield is looking good, by the way. Just complimenting you.
Thank you very much. I've been putting a little bit of work into it, you know. Want to make it look nice?
Yeah, you still have a snowman up, you weirdo.
Hey, look, it gives you money. I'm not taking down anything that gives me cash.
Oh my God, I just hit one of the ladies. Yay!
steel mill? Why did you take me to a gay steel mill?
I don't know, son.
What am I...
I wish there was like a done sound.
Yeah, so I like cleared.
Yeah. That would be cool. In fact, take that on board, designers, if you ever listen to this.
Now, why have they not got a Donald Trump character?
Oh, they totally should. Well, it's kind of like Rich Texan mixed in with Mr. Burns.
Yeah, that's true.
And maybe Kent Brockman.
Kent Brockman. All right, freed up some people there.
No, get out.
I'm late for Pilates. I am actually late for Pilates as well.
Do you think you're done?
No, I don't think I'm... No, don't do that. That's wrong. Oh, Jesus.
No! Get out. Okay, I'm going to call...
What? You can't be calling it. No. Oh, nearly. Oh, all right, bloody little
I'm not calling it yet.
Your bloody observatory. Ooh,
shut up.
Ooh, ooh.
Oh my God.
I never should have stopped for that haircut. I'm calling it.
All right, I'm calling it too. Let's count. You got...
Now I'm calling it.
All right, swap over and let's count how many things you can see. We're both still doing it. This is not a fair race. All right, swap.
All right, okay.
All right, look at yours and I'll look at mine. All right, so no brown houses.
Yeah, no brown houses, no...
All right, so.
Jeez, that was intense.
Brutal.
I thought my castles might have sneakily got you.
Right, that's a Simpsons house, but that's not. So that's one.
What?
Right there.
Oh, son of a bitch! You even had
only one so far. You never know.
Oh, you missed a character.
Oh, I missed a character. Okay.
Oh. Oh, you missed two houses there.
Okay, so that's three. Is that three for me?
That's three for you so far.
Okay.
That's three.
I think you only have one.
Four, five, six, okay. 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14. You missed a load of stuff.
Oh, shit,
down
all
there.
Of there. All right, I think you won. I don't 14. Think I'm going to find 14 things here.
No.
I think it's just the one thing. Oh, two things. There's a Springfield Farmer's Market.
Oh, the fucking Farmer's Market. And let's see, did you get... No, 15. I've got stuff.
You've got some
I've
way of in there.
Sneakily secreted.
You've got, like, sand in your cracks, man.
I do indeed. Oh, look at those. You missed them as well.
Yeah, I think I got really scared that you were calling it, and I just gave up.
No, don't say that.
All right, so congratulations, you win the race.
Feels so good to be a winner.
I will re-challenge you.
A winner.
I think you're full. You're full of sugar.
I am a little bit. This is my winner's face.
Welcome to the winner's circle.
Yep.
Right, well done.
Something terrible.
Chicken dinner. And yeah, last time we recorded, we talked about giving the password of our Springfield to Hunter
but
for Hire.
I don't think.
But Hunter for Hire has retired.
Also, can I say, you know what the other interesting thing is?
Ooh.
When you visit your friend Springfield, you know how it's like if they haven't played in a while,
They
don't have the bonus stuff?
Mm-hmm.
Not on this one. People who haven't played in ages still have the little gamblers walking around.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so that's kind of interesting.
Well, maybe that's just a thing in the game, so...
I like that, though.
Forces you to visit people.
However, does that mean that we should offer the keys to the kingdom to somebody else?
I think we should.
Yeah, all right, so if you would like to have the keys to the kingdom for a month and put our Springfield into a shape that you would like...
Some semblance of order.
Then feel free. You can even nuke it and build it from scratch again if you want. Because that's kind of the thing, isn't
that's
it?
That's like, true. They have complete reign.
Complete control. So if you would like to be that person, please email us at skyfingerpodcast@gmail.com.
Cha-ching.
And we will give you the password.
And if you do want to follow our Springfield and see how people are doing or how we're doing, that is skyfingerpod. On the Simpsons Tapped Out game.
True, true, true.
If you want to follow us, I am Ruju69, that's R-O-O-J-O-O-6-N-9.
I'm Kate McCabe 39, that's K-A-T-E-M-C-C-A, B for Bravo, E for Echo, 39.
Wow.
That's
and of course you can follow us on Twitter. We are at SkyfingerPod. For all our fun and games. And especially feel free to follow us if your avatar is an attractive lady in nothing but her bra.
And that, but secretly, you're like a Norwegian actor
who
is just trying to get followers, which is also fine.
Indeed. So what are you hoping for this summer?
Okay, so on Tapped Out.
Yeah. I wasn't talking in
your
personal
life. Oh, you meant like... Yeah, Tapped Out, right?
Yeah,
you don't
mean
like my actual dreams and aspirations.
No, tell you what, it's our
sunshine.
It's our anniversary. Sunshine, is that all
sunshine.
You want this summer?
Yeah.
Just want a little bit of...
A little bit of sunshine.
We've been having sunshine, but you've been inside.
Yeah, that's probably the problem.
Yeah.
I think on Tap... My prediction would be... I bet we'll have an election thing this year.
Oh, that would be good. That would be good.
I think we'll have an election thing... I think specifically in the summer, we will see the Squidport expand further.
Okay, yeah. That's one thing I'm thinking about doing with my casino stuff. Is because I've got so many Squidport pieces actually saved up.
Yeah.
That I haven't put out. I could build an entire waterfront Squidport casino.
That's a good idea.
Yeah, rather than actually having it as part of the... part of my landmass.
Additionally, something else that I think would be likely to happen, I bet you they'll run an episode like how we mentioned earlier, where Burns tries to block out the sun. That would be a summertime thing.
That would be good. Because
they have Maggie now.
There's something going on in this, in the storyline of this casino thing about Mr. Burns being nefarious
evil.
Because
yeah.
he's giving away money. And Lisa is very suspicious about
as
that.
She should be.
As she bloody well should be. She's a good girl, is little Lisa.
She sure is. Who doesn't love little Lisa and little Lisa's slurry?
Now let's see, because they've just released the St. Patrick's Day and Easter 2016 update. And that was today. So I'm going on tstotopix.me to have a look at what the update has brought us.
How handy.
Well, you know, they've been a wonderful supporter of this show.
They have indeed.
Let's see. So, the ability to buy Burns Casino crafting materials.
Oh, so that'll happen.
It's been added to the build menu. Prize goals for Burns Casino Act 3 were raised. The Easter float, the Shamrock Cafe, the Blarney Castle can now be placed on the beach.
I kind of want the Blarney Castle a little bit.
Okay. You can now place the green beer fountain on the boardwalk and ornate pier. Butterflies fly over the screen. The glitch not awarding the Where's Maggie minigame prize has been fixed. I've been really enjoying the Where's Maggie minigame prize.
I probably
prize.
Don't play it as much as I should to really get maximum donuts.
Yeah. There's a glitch stopping the Mars colony from upgrading. That's been fixed. Space is hot right now. Must be completed before April 16th at 8 a.m. GMT. A glitch causing overlay glitches if monorail tracks were on water was fixed. Sophie Krustofsky and patches of poor Violet were added to the moon bounce, which I've actually binned because I didn't like that at all.
You don't like the moon bounce?
Oh, yeah. Lower edge and wooden fence were changed to their Easter look. And that seems to be about it. Now, here's one thing. Have you seen the update for the special update for the build thing that you can do?
No, what are you talking
about? All right, go to your building cross.
Is this the thing where you tap and hold?
Tap and hold.
What does that mean?
And then No. You tap and hold.
Hang on, let me X that out.
Okay. Tap and hold.
Yeah.
And then you can now select an entire range of things.
To move at once?
To either move at once or get rid of once, yeah.
Oh.
So it's a tap and hold and then selection area with your finger. Which,
that's quite good.
Yeah, so.
Thanks, designers. Was,
oh, you go, you coders. You're so good to us.
Yeah.
So yeah, that I did. I was a bit freaked out by that because I was doing some rearranging and then all of a sudden I was like, what the hell is
that's
this?
That's good for moving fence and stuff.
Because, oh, God, because. Yeah. When they added the update so that if you clicked on one bit of fencing or something like that and then did the and then boxed it would automatically jump to the nearest one.
Yep.
I was so happy when they did that.
I kind of want the Vegas prostitutes.
Of course you want the Vegas prostitutes.
But then I'm also kind of like, oh, it's such a dark period in Simpsons history.
Who doesn't want the Vegas prostitutes?
The only thing that you bought recently is speeding up chores.
Yeah, so I could get Homer's mum because I really wanted Homer's mum.
Yeah.
And then there was some quite weird storyline with Homer's mum where her and Abe like had sex in the car.
Oh yeah, like
ghost sex.
Ghost sex. Yeah. I like that she's in the game, though.
I do, too. She was always one of my favourite characters, and it was one of the saddest endings of The Simpsons, where Homer just sits on the car after she leaves, and then the sun goes down, and then rises again, and he still hasn't moved.
And I love Glenn Close as well in that role. She's great.
Who doesn't love Glenn Close?
Nobody don't like Glenn Close.
No, maybe Michael.
She's an American hero. Should we roast somebody Springfield, then?
Tell you what.
Yeah.
Shall we, seeming as it's our birthday one, shall we go back to the beginning? Shall we do Pippi Poo?
Oh, Pippi Poo. I don't know if I can bear to look. It's like staring at the sun.
Well, because, no, but last time I remember that we were very complimentary of Monroe Groves because he had a lot of stuff, but it was nicely laid out, whereas Pippi Poo is always like a bit of a... So now we've got a bit of contrast, and it's been so long.
I think you should look, first of all, check into Skyfinger Pod, because that shit's a hot mess right now.
We're level 41.
Oh, no, I know, I haven't played it in, like, months.
Yeah.
I'm too busy tending my own garden.
My vote is for going to Pippi Poo.
Okay, all right, let's go into Pippi Poo.
There you go. Let's have a look what they've been doing. I'm interested.
Yeah, clearly a bot for EA.
It can't be. I think it's just some autistic 5-year-old. With access to their dad's... With access to their dad's credit card.
Maybe.
They can just max everything out. Let's have a look. We're all loading up here, listener, and I'm still eating this disgusting blue icing.
I know. Good for you. I'm glad you're eating it, though.
To be fair, it's taken you a year to buy me even slightly anything resembling a present.
I know.
I just appreciate it so much.
I'm glad. See, this is what happens. You actually value it.
I do.
Remember the last donut you brought? I ate it like in 3 seconds.
Oh, good guy. I couldn't even believe it. I was like, so yeah, we'll talk about this donut on the... Oh, where is the donut? She has just munched that.
Oh, donut. My God. Look at her Vegas.
Oh.
Poo. Jesus Christ.
Okay, here we go. Let's have a look what she's got. Oh, everything.
Everything. She's got the steamboat one already. She's got... Yeah. She put her... Oh, no, that's not... Oh, gee whiz.
Oh, gee whiz.
How did I not get these extra things that were part of Uncle Mo's exotic petting zoo? Were those like extra bions?
I think they might have been.
Okay, because I don't have all these things, no. And I quite like it.
I like the way they've put the Burns Gold Mountain in front of the Gold Diggers Casino sign.
And I also kind of like that the babysitting service is right there as well, because that makes sense that kids would be dropped off there before adults went to...
Oh my God, yeah, they really have gone all out with the petting zoo, haven't they?
Yeah, they have all the petting zoo stuff.
They have so many of the alien flowers as well. They put the alien queen there.
Yeah.
Woolly Mammoth.
While I'm on this page, I'm going to tap some gamblers.
Okay, get my, you do that.
Wow. Yeah, I mean, what am I supposed to say about this, like, piece of perfection that is her Springfield?
God.
Or his. It could be a guy. I don't know.
Do you know what I might do? I'm going to find a... and I bet that tree is nearly complete as well. What level is that?
Look at the Malibu Stacy house. Oh my God. Can you try to find out who Pippi Poo is? Try to contact Pippi Poo. Like, find out who it is.
Yeah, I might contact EA and see if we can get their email.
This is, like, the best effort for journalism. What even is this rail station? Is that the North Pole one? What is that?
I think that might have been a Christmas one that came
out. Jesus! I don't have any of this.
I want to take a ride on your monorail, bitch.
Look at her monorail. Oh my God.
Why can't I take a ride? I'm going for a ride on the monorail.
There's no way that this isn't, like, her job.
Oh, it's got to be.
To do this.
It's got to be.
100% this is just her job.
I mean, even traveling around on the monorail, you just see these little things. It's just... They've just got everything, and everything is decorated in such a way.
Look at she's got all the fucking boats. She's got the little poker chip running around. Who's buying the poker chip?
Why would you buy the poker chip? Why is it?
It does a flip, though. That's pretty cool.
Well.
I just touched it and it did a flip.
Well, fuck that.
Man. All right.
I mean, they've just done so much work in the last year.
Here's what I'm going to say. Put your Christmas tree away, though, lady.
Hey, don't you... You're always so strict with that. Holiday. What the fudge was that?
Yeah, look at that.
That
stadium.
Was the sports arena.
Wow.
Oh my God. How do they do this?
And the thing about
it
is...
What the hell is that? And when did they get that? What is that?
Also, Pippi, like, moves her stuff around
all
so
the time.
Much. Is that like a Cthulhu?
I don't know. It does look vaguely Cthulhu-esque. Some sort of Cthulhu statue.
In front of the Natural History Museum.
Yeah.
I have no idea what that even is. Pippi Poo puts us all to shame.
Oh. But the thing is, it's cluttered. I mean, every little bit of it is beautiful.
Yeah.
Like, if you look at it individually, I mean, look at that. What they did with the castle.
I tell you what, though, this Springfield would be a nightmare to find Maggie in.
Oh, God, yeah. God, yeah. But it's just...
I like the Nessie. I like the noise that the Nessie makes. Can I turn it off?
Why would you get two of them?
Because you're a prick!
Jesus.
I'm going to play the Nessie noise, okay? So cute.
You're a very simple lady.
It sounds like my cat.
Oh. There's so much about it I can't understand.
I don't know. I mean, she does an exemplary job.
Yeah, it's just perfect. But I just don't understand how they... Oh, go and fuck yourself, Pippi. Look at their exclusive island.
Wow.
Fully done. They've just got no...
Three
whales. And then two exclusive islands. So you can just be like, oh yeah, and of course you've got
some. How exclusive is the island if there's two of them? Huh? That doesn't make any sense
either. Four whales, filled spring port, and the gone fishing boat, and another whale.
I'm leaving the Springfield.
Oh my god, I've just looked at her Springfield Heights. I mean, she's doing a similar sort of thing I'm doing with those, of putting them all together to make a complex, but... Do you know what? I'm going to give this Springfield... What do you give it out of 10?
I'm going to give it a 1 out of 10 for cheating. She's obviously cheated.
Yeah,
so
clearly. You've clearly hacked...
Failed.
You've clearly bought donuts... I am going to give it 10 out of 10. Go fuck yourselves.
Look how angry we are. Like a year ago, we were just like so admiring.
Oh, yeah.
We were like, oh, she's so great. Wow, what a great job. And how is aspirational.
I just don't think you can do this unless you're a millionaire or you're cheating. I think they're doing it on an Android device. And I think they're buying donuts. And they're buying... I think they've got like unlimited donuts. Because this is... This sort of opulence comes with not having to worry about it.
This is how Rome fell.
You're the 1%, Pippi-Poo. You're everything that's wrong with America. You are Donald Trump.
Nero played his fiddle whilst Rome burnt.
That's you. It's historically inaccurate. But
it's a thing, though.
It's a thing people say.
It is.
Oh, dear.
Well, anyway. Get out of it. It's just going to... Don't stare into the void.
Don't stare. Yeah, the void is definitely staring back into me. Well, a whole year of this shit, Kate.
Yeah, we've done it.
We have indeed.
And I'm still playing it. And like even as we're talking, like I'm tapping gamblers.
Yeah, because there's nothing else.
How many shows do I watch with my wife now and I'm barely paying attention because I'm on my iPad either doing this or looking at Facebook?
And that's because the shows aren't gripping you. If the writing was better,
my attention span is fucked.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
Guys, again, thank you for being with us for the year. Tweet us. Say happy birthday and all that shit.
Yeah, say hello to us.
And go on iTunes and rate us because none of you buggers have.
Yeah, oh yeah.
I think we've got like 3 ratings. But they're good ratings.
That's nice.
But we could do with more.
Okay. Yeah, do that. Do what the man says.
I love how like insincere and bossy I sound. Just do it.
And also, I'm just your toady. I'm like, yeah, do what he says.
Yeah, Kate is the brains behind this operation. Yeah. I will give her that. Because you are everything about this. I'm just the technical side. I don't bring the funny. I don't bring the joy.
Oh, my God. Mm. Don't make me give you compliments at the very end of the show.
Oh, God,
I won't.
No.
I won't do it, Richard.
That would be disgusting and something which should not be allowed. By the way, listeners, if ever you feel like while we're talking, our attentions are slightly distracted, that is because we're just playing Tapped Out as well.
It's true.
It's been fucking great. I don't know about you, Kate, but this has been... highly enjoyable.
What a journey.
It's just been so special. No, but it's been fun.
Yeah, I'm proud of us that we've done something for a year.
Yeah, I know.
Good for us.
How
many episodes is this?
This will be episode 18.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, we've done alright. I think we haven't done too bad.
Yeah.
High five. And on that,
bye!
Happy birthday, happy birthday, it's our birthday.
Take a roo.
Do you think I can be bothered to do a best of? Like, put together a compilation of best of clips?
No,
go through 17 hours?
Don't do it. You'll die.
I won't die.
You will die.
I think the fans would appreciate it.